In Texas, thousands of rape kits are just sitting in police stations and labs. Each kit contains evidence from victims who have reported sexual assaults, but there's no money to analyze that evidence. Now, the state legislature looks set to approve a measure that would ask Texans to chip in. A warning, this story discusses sexual assault, and some listeners may find it troubling. Here's Christopher Connolly of member station KERA.
Now serving 954 applications.
When you go to a Department of Public Safety office in Texas to apply for a driver's license, the application asks if you want to donate a buck or more to support veterans or another good cause. If State Representative Victoria Niave has her way, you'll be asked if you'd like to help pay to test DNA evidence from sexual assault cases.
Our bill is expected to generate $1 million per year and would help address and end the backlog of untested rape kits.
When rape victims go to the hospital, they often get forensic evidence collected to help identify and prosecute their assailant. Those evidence samples go into a rape kit. But analyzing the DNA evidence is expensive, up to $2,000 for each kit, so many just don't get tested. Exactly how many is not clear. The state doesn't keep track. Niave says there are a few thousand in each of Texas's largest counties.
That's just in a few counties, and so we anticipate there are thousands more that are across the whole state that are untested.
The Lone Star State is not alone in amassing a backlog of untested rape kits. Lawmakers in 27 states filed legislation this year to reform rape kit processing, and Texas has tried to deal with the problem before. The legislature budgeted money, but only to test old kits. They're thinking about doing that again this year, but advocates say that won't stop kits collected in the future from being backlogged. Victims advocates say each kit represents a person who says she or he was raped.
Sexual assault is unique because the victim's body is the crime scene.
Alicia Byerly is with the Tarrant County Women's Center in Fort Worth. Collecting a rape kit often takes hours. A victim has to retell all the details of the rape, and then a nurse examines, swabs, photographs her most private places, gathering samples of hair, semen, fabric fiber, skin cells, evidence of a crime that's just happened.
In the process of already being very mentally traumatizing and having all that control taken away from their body and them trying to regain this control, they're extremely uncomfortable and it's extremely invasive.
After all of that, Byerly says, to put that evidence on a shelf and ignore it is deeply discouraging for victims. Ilsa Connect says it's the symptom of a larger problem.
The rape kit backlog is actually a systemic failure of the criminal justice system to take sexual assault cases seriously.
Connect leads a national campaign called End the Backlog. It's impossible to know just how many rape kits have gone untested nationwide because, like Texas, most states don't keep track. Even though she's encouraged by efforts across the country to better test and track rape kits, Connect says a chronic backlog in evidence analysis is a threat to public safety.
Rapists are very often serial offenders. They commit all kinds of crimes. They commit crimes against people they know and people they don't know, and they just don't stop.
In Detroit, working through 10,000 backlog kits has helped authorities identify more than 780 suspected serial rapists. In Cleveland, evidence from old kits connected one man to 15 different sexual assaults. In Texas, Victoria Niave says it's up to state and local governments to properly fund this essential piece of law enforcement.
It shouldn't get to the point of us having to ask individuals to contribute, but I believe in the hearts and compassion of our fellow Texans that a dollar here, a dollar there, and all of us working together can generate funds to help these women and victims of sexual assault get justice.
At least by crowdfunding, Niave says, there will be some money to help end the backlog in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.